Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back, baby. The big white house on the hill.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time. The author of many books on the topic of futuring and of the future. And JoeBarker.com is his website. Also, StarThrower.com, right, Jerry? Joel?
Yes, StarThrower. Get to my videos.
Yeah, the videos, including Innovation at the Verge. Joel, one of the things you've been that's on your radar screen recently is something that they're learning about helping kids with Head Start, getting them started off on the right track, and in their formative years as young children.
Yep. Well, you know, and Head Start has gotten a lot of criticism by people saying, "Well, we don't see that much change." You know, we're spending a lot of federal money. Again, this concern about spending money to help kids, and part of the criticism was legitimate in the sense that we wished we would have seen more difference caused by Head Start. But mm-hmm. even as it was a good program, and I'm a former teacher, so I think I can make that evaluation. But here's what's really cool. Recent research decided they would focus, and now people who are listening to this, they're just going to get a smile on their face, that if they could take the kids, especially from the lower socioeconomic thing, so we just have to be clear about this. This is kids from poor backgrounds, all right, as opposed to kids from middle-class background.
Right.
What they said is that the behavior they noticed most common with these kids was the inability to focus.
Hmm.
So that's what they, no pun intended, focused on. And they did it by teaching the kids how to stay focused, and this is the part that cracks me up because it's exactly what we talk about all the time. They worked with the parents to show the parents how to teach the kids to focus too. And the end result was these kids who are not performing well at all are now performing at the level of a substantially higher socioeconomic kid level. So they said, here's the thing, they said, interesting, when the kids focused, it reduced stress for the Head Start program. Guess what? It reduced stress at home because the kids could stay focused on what
they were supposed to do. So it wasn't the content, it wasn't just having books, it wasn't in the house.
No,
it wasn't It wasn't getting them, having a counselor go by and check on them once a month. It wasn't necessarily getting them in school in the structured environment. It turns out that the noise level, so to speak, of the home environment was preventing them. It was not only preventing them from concentrating at home, but also when they were somewhere else.
Well, and they weren't being taught how to focus. This is a quote I'm reading right here. It's the parenting component is based on work done by the Eugene-based Oregon Social Learning Center, a nonprofit collaborative research center.
Right.
Quotes, in our observations, we saw changes quickly, as often as in a week.
Wow. But Joel, I wonder if this isn't something that's more societal now than just socioeconomic.
Oh,
because of the, when you and I were kids, we played, we went to school, and we had family stuff. They were kind of three things, right?
Yep.
And we differentiated. It was easy to differentiate. Today, there's so many things coming at these kids.
Yep.
I mean, regardless of their socioeconomic background, focus seems to be a problem all the way around.
Yep. And here's a paradox to this too, Jim. You think about all the games that kids play on the computers and where you watch them just disappear into the game. That looks like real good focus. This sounds like more social focus than gaming focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going on here, because what they said is once the parents got engaged in this, the kids got this new kind of focus in a very rapid way, and it changed their performance. So what's good from my point of view is human beings are really complex and we're tricky to figure out. This looks like we figured out something here.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, it's going to have a huge long-term difference.
Well, and I really hope that from this, what they've learned, like we talked about with the oceanic nitrogen fixing organisms, yep. I hope that they take this knowledge and transfer it to society, not just one rung of the socioeconomic ladder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's universal principles.
Yeah, I think so too, and it really makes me ask the question, you know, technology as if humanity matters.
Yeah,
you know, we've got to ask those questions. I think, Joel.
You're right.
Hey, Joel,
thanks
for being here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you real soon. We're going to be together in a couple of days. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Thanks, Joel. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day, and we're so fortunate to have his perspectives as one of the great futurists of our time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.